Seed oils, high omega-6, its twofold concern, and the incomplete science. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr. declared that it was time to make frying oil tallow again, he reignited a sizzling debate simmering in nutrition circles for years. The new head of the Department of Health and Human Services has expressed concerns about seed oils, ubiquitous ingredients in processed foods, from coffee creamers to deep fryers. Seed oils are one of the most unhealthy ingredients that we have in foods, Kennedy said on Fox and Friends in August 2024. They're very, very cheap, but they are associated with all kinds of very serious illnesses, including body-wide inflammation, which affects all of our health. It's one of the worst things you could eat, and it's almost impossible to avoid. What Kennedy contends goes against long-standing recommendations from nutritionists and medical associations. Seed oils, usually sold under the labels of vegetable, corn, canola, and sunflower seed oils, are recommended by the American Heart Association for their cardiovascular benefits. What does research on seed oils show, and what do health experts think? The twofold concern. The central debate about seed oil revolves around one nutrient, seed oils high in linoleic acid, a type of omega-6 fatty acid. Your body needs linoleic acid for brain and heart function, but having too much of it may be problematic. About 1% to 2% of dietary calories from linoleic acid is sufficient to prevent deficiencies, which is more than sufficiently met in the American diet. Most cooking oils on the market are seed oils and most processed foods, making up 70% of the average American diet, are processed using seed oils. The concern is twofold. Amir Taha, professor of food science and technology at the University of California, Davis, told the Epoch Times, omega-6 reduces omega-3 levels. One concern is that omega-6 fats in seed oils reduce omega-3 fatty acid levels in the body because they compete with essential omega-3 fatty acids for metabolism. Omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids need enzymes to convert them into fatty molecules critical for bodily function. A diet high in omega-6s can interfere with the enzyme conversion of omega-3s into important fatty acids such as docosahexaenic acid. The current Western diet leans heavily toward omega-6s, with a 15-17 to 1 omega-6 to omega-3 ratio, according to Dr. Artemis Simopoulos, a physician and endocrinologist known for her research on polyunsaturated fat. Research has linked higher omega-6 fatty acid levels in the body compared with omega-3 fatty acids with poor health outcomes, such as coronary heart disease. Although some experts have challenged these findings, linoleic acid is converted to arachidonic acid, a polyunsaturated fatty acid. Alpha-linolenic acid, the essential omega-3 fatty acid, is transformed into necessary fats such as eicosapentaenoic acid and DHA, which help keep cells healthy and are crucial for brain, heart, and eye health. Currently, 90% of Americans are not eating enough fish, the primary source of omega-3s. Taha's clinical research has shown that lowering linoleic acid intake increases omega-3 EPA and DHA levels in the body. Omega-6 may increase inflammation. The second concern is that seed oils may promote inflammation, he said, although this has been debated. Arachidonic acid, a product of linoleic acid conversion, is a precursor to many compounds, some of which are inflammatory, such as prostaglandins and leukotrienes. Too much linoleic acid may also produce harmful oxidized forms, which could promote inflammation, as demonstrated by a small study in which Taha participated. The study showed that these oxidized fats decreased when people lowered their linoleic acid intake. Other experts disagree. Penny Chris Etherton, a distinguished professor of nutrition at Penn State University, told the Epoch Times that it is misleading to say that omega-6 fatty acids promote inflammation because they can also be made into many anti-inflammatory products. People just have this biochemical pathway in their mind that it's supposed to increase inflammation, but it doesn't. William Harris, professor of biomedical and translational sciences at the University of South Dakota, told the Epoch Times, there are many processes in our bodies that will counteract if you develop or eat something that's maybe pro-oxidative or pro-inflammatory. There are other systems that will shut it down and block it. And people don't take these into account. Other studies in humans have indicated that increasing linoleic acid intake did not increase inflammatory immune chemicals. While omega-6 fats may be inflammatory, omega-3 fatty acids are consistently anti-inflammatory. So, the competition with omega-3 fats for conversion gives credence to the argument that omega-6 fats may drive inflammation. By lowering omega-3 fatty acids, you sort of have this dual state where you have increased predisposition to inflammation and decreased capability to resolve inflammation, Taha said. The benefits of linoleic acids. Despite concerns about excess omega-6 fats in the diet, some research has found linoleic acid beneficial for health. A 2020 analysis of 30 cohort studies published in Circulation found that having high levels of linoleic and possibly arachidonic acid in the blood is linked to a reduced risk of major cardiovascular events and ischemic stroke. We see that the people that have the highest blood levels of omega-6 linoleic acid have the lowest risk for dying, Harris said, adding that there may be a case against seed oils for their other components. One of the main benefits of linoleic acid is in heart health. There was a period in medicine when some people took vegetable oil by the spoonful for its cholesterol-lowering benefits, according to Harris. Linoleic acid can reduce cholesterol levels in the blood, and observational studies have linked diets higher in seed oils with reduced heart attacks and cardiovascular mortality. Omega-6 could be good for you and omega-3 can be good for you, Harris said. Chris Etherton echoes that people should not decrease their omega-6 fatty acid intake. However, experts have disagreed on how to make sense of the current research on seed oils. A lot of the evidence on linoleic acid and heart disease is based on observational studies, where it's impossible to establish causality, Taha said. He said that observational studies indicating the benefits of seed oils on heart disease cannot prove causation, pointing to two clinical trials showing that replacing animal fats in the diet with seed oils increased the risk of heart attack. Multiple studies have shown that having a high omega-6 to omega-3 ratio is linked to higher risks of chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes. Researchers such as Simopoulos have speculated that there is an optimal ratio of omega-6 and omega-3 levels needed by the body. However, seed oils disproportionately have higher omega-6 than omega-3s, inadvertently tipping the body's ratio to a higher omega-6 side. Tom Brenna, professor of pediatrics, human nutrition, and chemistry at the University of Texas, told the Epoch Times that there may be a genetic component to how different people process fats and oils. He suggests that some people are genetically more sensitive to linoleic acids while others are less so. He gives the example of omega-3 fatty acids such as EPA, which is known to be anti-inflammatory and potentially anti-cancer. However, not everyone will derive the same benefit from consuming EPA because of genetic differences. Heavy processing. Another concern about seed oils is that they have been highly processed to make them shelf-stable, neutral-flavored oils. Traditional cooking oils such as tallow and butter are mostly composed of saturated fat and are naturally shelf-stable. In contrast, seed oils such as canola, corn, cottonseed, and grapeseed oils are primarily made up of polyunsaturated fats. Polyunsaturated fats have multiple double bonds in their chain that are hungry for oxygen, making them highly unstable. They readily react with heat, light, and oxygen, producing oxidants, which can cause oils to become rancid. Because of stability issues, most seed oils on the market have been heavily processed. They are first dissolved into a solvent, traditionally hexane, and then deodorized, bleached, and winterized to remove undesirable plant waxes and more. Antioxidants are added to prevent spontaneous oxidation. Brenna said that the processing of these oils is different from our typical understanding of food processing. Adding chemical solvents, bleaching, and deodorizing food ingredients are mostly specific to seed oils. Processing is a general word, he said. The processing that these oils go through is basically chemical engineering, and heavy chemical processing is going to lead to contaminants that are bad for health. It's a common understanding that if we don't pay any attention to the way we do it and just optimize costs by processing it for long periods of time or using very harsh chemicals, we're going to create bad stuff, Brenna said, giving the example of partial hydrogenation that produces trans fats that are harmful to the body. Because of its health risks, the United States demanded that hydrogenation be phased out of its products in 2018. Few studies have been done to compare how seed oil processing affects health outcomes in people. Brenna has conducted preliminary research using human liver cells and coconut oil. While prior studies have linked coconut oil to increased cholesterol and cardiovascular risks, his research suggests that the cholesterol-elevating effect may be attributed to the oil's processing. Brenna and his team found that when liver cells were given gently processed coconut oil, they did not produce cholesterol, whereas exposure to refined coconut oils at all stages of processing did. They also tested contaminants generated during the refinement process, which are present in processed oils, which also increase cholesterol. Cell studies are considered preliminary research in the field of human research. Nonetheless, Brenna's research gives a glimpse into another question that has not been thoroughly explored. Could the processing of cooking oils be the problem? More studies involving animals and humans would be needed to assess the effects of processing. It's reasonably well appreciated among those of us who think about these things that mild processing conditions are where we want to go. If it was up to me, I would be studying processing conditions that really lower certain process contaminants, Brenna said. What's being replaced? One merit that fats and oils that are mostly composed of saturated fats such as tallow, butter, ghee, and coconut oil have when compared with seed oils is that they are more stable when exposed to heat and oxygen, making them less likely to spoil and therefore ideal for cooking. It is not guaranteed that tallow would be better than the current plant-based oils in nutritional profiles, Brenna said. This is largely dependent on what is being replaced with tallow. Olive oil, a type of fruit oil, for example, is known to be healthy and has been used for thousands of years. Nutrition-wise, it may not necessarily be better to replace olive oil with tallow, he said. Most seed oils, with the exception of canola and some sunflower oils, are high in polyunsaturated fat. This means that they have many double bonds that are highly reactive to heat and oxygen, causing them to produce more oxidants and go rancid more quickly than animal fats when cooked. We humans have an exquisite sensitivity to rancid products, Brenna said. Research on the long-term health effects of consuming oxidized, rancid cooking oils is ongoing. Harris said it is uncertain that oxidation from seed oils will necessarily cause damage, pointing to a clinical trial comparing people who took oxidized fish oil supplements with those who received non-oxidized versions. There was no difference in the participants' inflammation levels after taking the fish oil. Other recommendations. While some research suggests that replacing saturated fats with plant-based oils may lower health risks, there are observational studies that show correlation, not causation, and other factors that may be involved. Experts, depending on whether they believe that seed oils are healthy, give different recommendations for which cooking oils are healthiest. Harris, whose research has shown that high linoleic acid in the body is associated with reduced mortality and cardiovascular disease, said that all vegetable oils are good. Olive oil is generally recommended by all experts regardless of their opinion on seed oils because of its well-known cardiovascular benefits. However, given its low smoke point, it is recommended only for medium heat cooking and raw applications. This means that olive oil should not be used for high heat cooking, such as deep frying, or for long cooking times. Smoke point, which is the temperature at which the oil starts to burn, is one thing that people should consider, according to Brenna. Oils with a low smoke point will burn easily and give off harmful chemicals, even if they are healthy oils. Burning can release harmful chemicals, but it is not directly related to its rancidity, he said. Refined seed oils high in polyunsaturated fat can have the same smoke point as saturated fats because the processing has removed the fats and oils prone to smoking. Oils that are high in polyunsaturated fat, such as unrefined corn and soy oils, have a low smoke point because of short-chain fatty acids that lower the smoke point, Brenna said. These oils can be used for raw applications, but unprocessed oils are also highly prone to rancidity, so they may not taste very appealing when they start to degrade from sunlight and exposure to the air. Brenna said that people concerned about seed oils can consider fruit oils such as avocado and olive oils. Avocado oil, mostly composed of monounsaturated fat, is less prone to oxidation than polyunsaturated fat when heated. Avocado oil also has a high smoke point, making it suitable for high heat cooking. However, it should be noted that most avocado oils on the market are not cold pressed but processed using chemical solvents and refining. Ghee and tallow are highly heat stable and are suitable for frying. Dr. Mark Hyman, physician and author of several best-selling books on diet, recommends grass-fed ghee and tallow for cooking and frying because of their higher smoke points. Lard or rendered pork fat has a lower smoke point than ghee and tallow. Coconut oil is also stable and good for high heat applications, but should be consumed in moderation, Hyman told the Epoch Times. While some research suggests that coconut oil has neutral to beneficial effects on cholesterol levels, other research has found that it elevates them. Not everyone should eat saturated fat, Hyman said. People who carry the APOE4 gene variant, which is important for processing fat and cholesterol, may have a heightened risk of cardiovascular disease when consuming diets high in saturated fats, he said. Those who carry APOE4 have a genetic predisposition to high cholesterol levels in their blood, which can predispose them to heart disease. Your doctor can order a genetic test for APOE4. Kennedy, before being made head of HHS, promised during his presidential campaign that he would ask the National Institutes of Health to look into the root cause of the United States' chronic health epidemic, with potential research on seed oils. The incoming head of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Marty Makary, also said in his recent Senate confirmation that there should be a review of the products. I think seed oils are a good example of where we could benefit from a consolidation of the scientific evidence, he said, adding that he didn't think it was any one ingredient contributing to the chronic health problem in children right now. Taha agreed that more good research is needed. That's why you do a randomized control trial, he said.